You're listening to In Shane in the Membrane. Here's your host, Shane Thompson.
Hello and welcome to the In Shane in the Membrane podcast. I'm your host, Shane Thompson, and with me as always is the always has plenty to do, Jason S.
Yes, sir. Glad to be here.
Love it. I love it. Great.
Do you know what? Yes, sir. Do you know what that? Do you know what that's famous for?
From Ed McMahon on Johnny Carson.
Yeah, I think that's one of them. One of the. Oh. There's another reason.
Okay, you tell me.
Okay.
I don't know.
So there's this famous call in golf.
Okay.
And there's the Vern Lundquist, who's the voice of the Masters.
Okay.
When Jack Nicklaus makes this pretty famous putt on 17 in 86,
okay,
the putt drops in and he yells, "Yes, sir!" like that.
Okay.
So I like the Vern Lundquist paired with the Ed McMahon, who just always is so encouraging to Johnny.
I think Ed McMahon's was more, "You are correct, sir." Like that's it. Yeah, "You are correct, sir."
That's,
you know,
great.
Stuff
yes.
like that.
But I think that was probably a take on an SNL sketch that was making fun of Johnny Carson.
It probably is. I have no idea.
Yeah,
I have no idea. How are you today?
Great.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah,
great.
I'm great. Wait, how are you today?
Thank you for asking. That was very good. Responses that I was looking for is a one word and then asking me how I'm doing, or affirming that how you're doing is irrelevant and then asking me how I'm doing. That would also be acceptable.
Okay.
So you nailed it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Another one would have been, don't worry about me. How about you? That would have also been.
That's perfectly.
Okay.
That's great.
Okay.
You're such a great co-host.
Yes, sir.
I love you.
You are correct, sir.
All right. I'm not well. I'm not well today.
Oh, well, tell us why.
I'm upset.
Well, the Thunder haven't played. They didn't.
Okay. You're already on the right track.
They didn't know Ref, you suck.
Did you go to the game Monday night?
Monday night in New Orleans?
Yeah.
No, I was not there.
I figured you probably traveled for the game. I mean, I don't put it past you. You've got the time. You've got the resources. So I probably figured you were there.
Have you heard that Knicks fans, the price to get into Knicks fans in Madison Square Garden is so high that Knicks fans have traveled to Philly because it's less expensive for them to travel to Philly and buy a ticket to watch their team in the playoffs than it is to get a seat in the garden.
That's funny. Wow.
Yeah.
I had not heard that.
Okay. Yeah.
I heard not that.
So.
All right, so you didn't travel to the game.
No, but I love.
Wait, hold on.
I love New Orleans.
Went there. You went there recently.
Yeah, love it. Love that town.
Beignets and the Café du Mont.
Yeah, exactly. You nailed it.
I know.
You are pretty good. You are correct, sir.
I grew up in Texas, man, right next to Louisiana. I'm sure
true? Did they border?
You're teasing me.
No, tell me from Texas to Florida, what states they go in order. Do you know without looking?
Yeah, absolutely, I do.
You sure?
Are you kidding me? Yeah, you ready?
No, I'm putting United States map.
You ready? I can't see anything.
Okay, I'm
you
gonna
ready?
See if you can nail this because
easily, buddy.
The Smiths are good at many things, but not at geography.
This guy.
Not at
you
geography.
Ready?
I got a map in front of me. Yep, you got Texas, starting, and then go.
I'm going east.
Yeah,
yeah. I know my directions too.
Okay,
we got to go through Louisiana first.
Uh huh.
See Ken H.
Yeah, shout out.
He grew up over in the Beaumont area, Nederland to be specific. And there's all the casinos that are in Louisiana. So like people from that area, they go over to Louisiana to get their gamble on. True story.
You know, so there's also a casino just on the border of Oklahoma.
Yes, correct.
That's apparently full of Texas cars.
That's correct.
Why hasn't Texas just keep going? So Louisiana.
I don't know.
You got Texas, you got Louisiana. What's next?
All right, now, depends on the way you go, but you're going to have to go through Mississippi first.
Yeah, you are.
You have to.
Uh-huh.
There's a little bitty, you know, I think both of those states, because next you go through Alabama, all right?
Yeah, but not.
And you've got, I think both of those states were like, we've got to have some coastline, all right? So if we could just work in like 50 miles of coastline and somehow get a little leg down there, we'll be doing good. And that's what they both did. They did some kind of deal. I don't know how it worked out.
But they both
got little legs down there.
Why does Louisiana get so much coastline? And why does Alabama get so little?
Great question.
Why does Florida get to go that far over to the west?
Boom. Because then Alabama, you go straight into Florida.
Yeah, you got it.
You do. Now, Georgia's right there to the north, but you don't have to go through Georgia because the Florida panhandle comes so far over. Now, that's good. That's good beach territory, like Destin and all that.
People,
that's up in the
people like those seaside shirts.
Tallahassee, they up in the Panhandle. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to go all the way down into the leg of Florida. You don't have to go down to
Key West.
Oh, it's no like way.
Sarasota,
or Miami,
Tampa,
or any of that crap. You don't. You can go just to Destin, get to right there, and it's good stuff. So you don't have to travel too terribly far. But come on, man. I know. All right. I know my geography.
Boy,
you know, ask me something. I know all the states, man. Come on.
You know, maybe a pod Patreon experience could be you should take an ACT score. And we should see.
I don't know how
you should do in the ACT.
I don't know. Yesterday, I was trying to figure up the angles. I was doing constructing some sawhorses out of wood.
Okay.
And I was trying to figure out angles because I knew my writing on A squared plus B squared equals C squared. So I know how to get all that stuff. But then I was trying to figure out literally with just the dimensions of the legs what the angles were. And I had to use cosine, and it's been a while since I've used cosine, and the inverse of cosine. And so I was looking it all up, and I'm like, getting a little into trouble here. But I figured it out.
I bet you did.
I figured it out. So it
I
worked
bet
out.
You did, yeah.
Anywho, got me way up. Anywho.
Thank you.
Got me way off topic.
Yeah.
Way off topic.
Yeah, that's my job. No, sometimes. Let's get focused.
Did you watch the game?
Yeah.
You did. Mm-hmm. How did you watch the game?
Oh, I watched it on television.
Okay, on television. So you subscribe to Bally Sports.
I have a Cox subscription. I have Cox cable.
Okay, what station did you watch the game on?
Well, to be fully honest with you,
that's what I want. I want honesty.
For the first quarter, it was such a beautiful night.
Okay.
I watched it on my phone while I played some golf.
You what channel though? What channel?
I have a Bally Sports app.
That's what I just asked you, and you said Cox.
Well, Cox gets me the ability to watch it on my phone through this Bally Sports app, and I.
Do you pay a monthly subscription to Bally Sports?
No.
Okay, so but you're saying Bally Sports
is part of the Cox.
It's part of the okay.
Part
okay.
of the Cox cable subscription.
That's fair. That's
and
fair.
And my Cox subscription gets me in there.
Okay. I'm with you now. Do you also have NBA TV?
Yeah.
Did you try to watch the game on NBA TV?
When I got home from golfing and it was dark.
Good grief. All right. Okay.
When I got home,
yes.
My daughter,
yes.
who had just participated in a state golf tournament that day.
You want to give her a shout out?
Yeah. Shout out to McCall Smith.
Shout out. Great job, McCall.
Man.
You'd crush me. I don't want to play. How far can she drive a golf ball?
Let's say she hits it 217 yards. Average.
217, and she weighs about 65 pounds.
Yeah, she didn't weigh 100 pounds for sure. She's like 94.
So yards per pound, she's like an elite golfer.
Yards
like,
per pound. You know, yeah. I never thought of it for that way.
I'm saying me, I might could hit it 217, but I'm like three times her size. So if my math is right. I need to use sine and cosine. Hang on a second.
Get your Texas Instruments.
It's very impressive. It's all I'm saying. She's very impressive,
and
she played great at the state tournament. But
so
anyway,
we went
okay.
to so state tournament golf tournament. Went okay. to dinner as a family.
Okay,
some team bonding. So there was an event that night.
Even though it's an individual sport, you did some team bonding.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
cool,
yeah.
cool.
So there's an event that night for the Church of the Nazarene.
Okay,
and I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to choose my family and a relaxed evening, rather than choosing the district church.
And you should. Thank you.
And
you made the right choice.
I thought, you know, I'll come home, I'll shower real quick, and I'll drive, you know, 35 minutes. I'll get there at the very end. And I was like, you know what? What are we doing?
Exactly.
So I got back from my little, just a few minutes playing golf.
Okay.
Watching it on the Bally Sports, and I got in there, and I sat down and watched the game with my daughter.
Nice.
And on my TV through Cox, a cable subscription on, I'm guessing it was on Bally Sports.
Okay.
I think it's blacked out on NBA TV.
Okay. See, this took a long time to get there, but did you even try to turn it on NBA TV?
By the time I got back from the golf course, my daughter was watching it.
Oh, okay. It was already on.
Yeah.
She had already figured out it's on Bally Sports.
She's not
going to
miss a minute.
Okay.
In fact, tonight she was like, "Dad, I got lots of homework to do, so I probably should not stay. Shouldn't go to church." But what she's saying is, "Dad, there's a playoff game tonight. And
exactly.
I need to be in front of the TV."
Exactly. And you're like, I can get behind that, sweetheart.
Yeah, she's going to watch every minute
she's
of playoffs.
She's got her priorities in order. I'm proud of her.
Every minute of the playoffs that she can watch,
that's
she's going to
so
watch.
That's so great. That's so great. All right. Well, I do not have. I do not subscribe to Cox.
Okay, you don't. You don't.
My wife is not a doctor. She's a nurse.
Cut the cord.
So we can't afford that stuff.
Yeah, it's expensive.
So we have. It is. We have YouTube TV.
Oh well, great. Then you should be able to watch the game.
Hold up. Wow. I pay like, I don't know, $75 a month for YouTube or something like that. It's in that ballpark, and it's got a lot of channels. Yeah. I've been happy with YouTube TV. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it has NBA TV. It's one of the channels.
Then just, and you probably get better announcers than the local guys.
So I just listen. I knew the game was going to be on Monday night. I actually, full disclosure, Saturday, I did not realize it was on at 2 o'clock or whatever time it was on.
2:30 tip. Yeah.
Yeah, I missed the entire game.
Oh no!
Because Jeff and I were working on his car, and we didn't know. And then I saw a text after, and I was, oh, we won. And I'm like, ah. So I thought Monday, I'm gonna look up the next time they play 7:30 Monday night.
Good fan.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. Yeah. And so Monday night, I was in my shop because I was gonna watch it in my shop. I got my little folding chair set up, my little 20-inch TV. That's what I got. Okay. And I was going to watch it, and I was so excited, and I was going to watch it, you know, and when I'm in the shop, I can kind of piddle around and do stuff, you know, as I'm watching. It's a two-for-one.
Yeah, great. Work on your sawhorses.
I don't have a swimming pool that I can, you know, swim up to the edge of the pool and look at the TV, my big TV from my swimming pool, but I got a shop, I'd rather have a shop.
That's, I mean, to each his own.
You can't build a sawhorse in a swimming pool.
Well, no, you can't.
Okay, so
you are correct, sir.
All right, so I'm all excited. I got me a drink. I got a snack.
Well tell us what you snack and drink. The details matter.
I actually had orange juice.
Okay.
In the
evening?
Yeah.
Orange juice is strictly a morning drink.
No, it's not. I love orange juice any time of the day. I'm trying to cut down. I don't. Like I said, I was trying to give up caffeine, and I've gotten off that now. So I'm like one or two caffeinated drinks, but nothing after, say, 2 o'clock is my cutoff.
Okay.
For caffeinated drink. That limits you. You know, after that, I got milk, I got water, but I got orange juice too. So I was like, I'm going to go orange juice. So I got a big cup of orange juice and I got
ice. No ice.
No ice. No ice and orange juice.
I am an ice and orange juice before 9 a.m. I don't think I've ever had a glass of orange juice after 9:30 a.m.
I don't mind it. I actually sometimes put ice in my milk and people don't do
that's
that.
Weird.
No, it's not that weird. Try it. It's okay. But I don't do it all the time because I'm like, that's extra effort. So I'm like, forget that. I don't need it.
I like ice in all of my drinks. In fact, never had a beer, but if I had a beer, I think I'd put ice in it and think everyone would be like, what's that weirdo doing putting ice in his beer?
They probably would. Yeah. They probably would. All right. So I got my orange juice and my goldfish.
Okay.
I always come back to goldfish. They're so great. They're so great. So I'm set up. I'm ready to watch the game. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'll turn on my TV. It's
the
right
ball
at 7:30.
Is tipped.
NBA TV, you know, shows a little New Orleans and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Uh-huh. Goes black. Little message says, this is blacked out in your area. Across my screen. And I'm like, wait, what? I'm sorry, this is a playoff game. That can't be right. I don't understand. Sometimes things mess up, right?
Yeah.
So I immediately went through all the stages of grief.
Oh, okay. Well, come up real quick.
No, I already got him. I already got him.
The top of
don't look him up. I already got him.
Okay, do you want me to guess?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm going to tell you because I know.
I'm ready.
Remember I told you all the states. I know this.
Yeah.
Denial.
State of denial.
Denial. So at first I thought, this is a mistake. This is a playoff game. It's a playoff game. It can't be blacked out. That's impossible. That's a problem with my TV. This TV's super old. I got a Roku device. It's super old. I turn them all off, unplug them, I plug them all back in. You know, just restart. We're going to problem solve.
What an IT expert. Boom.
I really am pretty great.
Yeah.
So I do all that, turn it back on. It's blacked out in your area. That's what? Like, tried it like three times. Didn't work. So I'm like, this is not right. So I'm still kind of in denial. So I Google it. And sure enough, I find a little article. It's like an hour ago. And it states that the NBA, due to NBA rules, it is blacked out in the Oklahoma City area, okay, the game. And so then I go through the second stage, which is sadness, right? So it's setting in. I don't need to be checked on these. And I'm like, I'm just like, I'm so sad. What is going on? The NBA, you know, I'm still kind of in shock and sadness, and it's just like, I'm about to cry, you know, but I still got my sacks going for me. But I'm like, I will not be beat. Okay. So the next stage is anger. Now I'm angry. Mm-hmm. The NBA, first of all, when you say something is the way it is due to rules, that's the weakest excuse ever. It's equivalent to your parents saying, because I said so.
Yeah.
So for now on, I'm just going to tell anybody when they I'm going to, you know, the panhandler asked me for money. I'm sorry. It's against my rules. I'm sorry. What are you going to do, man? It's the rules, bro. I don't know what to tell you. Right? Anything you want to get out of, Jason, just tell the other person it's against the rules.
It's great.
And there's nothing you could do. It's against the rules.
I got rules.
And I'm like, the NBA, I literally couldn't find any more definition of what their rules are and why it violates their rules or whatever. So I'm like, I don't accept that answer. All right. So then I think maybe something's wrong with my stuff. I don't know what's going on. So I FaceTimed on my fancy little Apple phone. My brother-in-law, Adam.
Shout out.
Adam S. Down in Houston. Houston.
Love the way you say Houston.
And I said, hey, he answered, amazingly enough. Yeah, how many people in your life, if you don't call them, don't text them, don't give them a heads up at all, you just FaceTime, call them, and they actually answer with video? How many people in your life are like that? Not very many is the answer.
Seven.
Jason is a very specific answer. I don't even know if I have seven that would do that, frankly. My own wife wouldn't do that. She'd be like, oh.
It's an auto FaceTime?
Oh, no way. No way. No way. She'd like hang up and says, why are you trying to FaceTime me? She'd text me, why are you trying to FaceTime me? First of all, she didn't have an Apple phone. But anyway, if she did, she would still say, why are you? She would be like, I don't ever FaceTime ever. Ever. That's the dumbest invention ever created by man. So he answered.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, what's up? And he's like, oh, I'm doing that. I'm like, shut up. Stop. I don't care. Here's what I need you to do right now. I got an emergency on my hands.
Yeah.
He also has YouTube TV. He subscribes. He pays the exact same amount of money that I do for YouTube TV.
Great.
I said, go to your TV. Go to YouTube TV. Log in. Go to NBA TV. He does. Guess what?
He can get the game.
It's right there on the television.
Can you use his login?
He flips. No, no, no. I'll tell you.
Okay.
I said, all right, well, here's what I need you to do. Flip through your little hit on your phone. I don't want to see your ugly mug again. No, he's a good looking guy. I'm sorry, Adam.
So you're gonna FaceTime so you can watch the game through his phone.
So I said, turn it around. So he shows me the TV and I said, all right, now set your phone down. It's the first quarter. Set your phone down, prop it up to where I can see, you know, get it just perfect, and just leave your phone there for the next 2 hours. He laughed, and he did not do it. And I was pretty serious about it. And I'm like, go plug in the charger if you need it. This is not a big deal. I'm asking you to sacrifice your phone for 2 hours. It's not a big deal.
There's freedom in that.
He didn't do it. Huh. He didn't do it. I was pretty upset. And he's telling me about these glasses he got that got, like, speakers in them that are, like, shooting. And he's like, I'm talking. I'm like, dude, I don't care. I got problems. I got bigger fish to fry. Get off the phone. So then I'm thinking, okay, clearly it knows I'm in Oklahoma City, and it's prejudiced against me because I'm an Oklahoma Cityan, and this is wrong.
You got to get a VPN, I guess, some sort of VPN.
So I called called a couple of IT experts.
Yeah.
All right, Jerome J.
Oh, shout out. I didn't know he's an IT expert.
That's what he does.
I didn't know that.
Oh, okay, he's a bigwig. He does programming, and he knows all about that stuff. He's very smart. Chris Y.
Shout out.
Call Chris first. He didn't answer.
Mm.
Then I called Jerome. He answered.
Nice.
And Chris called me right back, and I said, when I call, you answer from now on. You understand? That's ridiculous.
FaceTime.
Almost missed your chance. So they both gave me the same answer, VPN, Virtual Private Network.
I didn't know what that meant, but I was going to Google it. But yeah,
A VPN is a way to kind of route your traffic through a different server, a different location, and therefore people don't exactly know where you're. I'm assuming.
I have a friend that's done this to watch a Kansas City Royals game or something.
Okay. So I just thought, okay, well, this is the answer. So I'm all the while I'm out in my shop and I only have my phone.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to do this on my phone. So sure enough, I ignored VPN. I signed up and I had to pay $13.50. But I was going to cancel it, of course, you know. And for a month. $13.50 for a month.
Of course.
And I do it and I'm connecting through Canada and through some different servers and it's still not working. And then I figure out on my YouTube the app, it keeps showing my location as Oklahoma City, so it keeps blacking it out. Well, it feeds off the phone. The phone's tattling on me. The GPS.
Always.
And it, so I can turn off location services, and YouTube says, no, 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 you can't play YouTube TV from this phone with location services on, with off. So you got to go turn it on. And when I turn it on every time, it does that. Now, I could have gone.
What time is it at this point? How much time?
It's like 7:50. We're deep into the game here. So at that point, I did think I could go to a computer, and I have a desktop computer. I could go to my computer. Now, the computer doesn't have all GPS and everything built into it.
Okay.
The computers are dumber than that. They just know that IP address and where it's coming from and where they're connecting to. So I could have gone in and used a VPN and fooled it and gotten to watch it on my laptop or my desktop. But I didn't want to do that, and I didn't – and I was just like, this is just – and now I'm getting so frustrated.
Are you still at anger?
Oh, I'm still at anger.
Okay.
I'm still at anger. And I'm just like, oh, I don't know what to do. So I called Ken H.
Go shout out.
Of course, he has Bally Sports, and he's watching the game, of course.
How far do you live from Ken H? Can you just get in the car and watch it with a friend?
Like 15 minutes. I didn't know.
Because you didn't want to take your
– No. Well, Jeff was coming over again on another vehicle, because that's all we do is Jeff comes over and I have to fix the vehicles for his 50 kids. So I was like, I got to do this.
Was it Sydney's? Because Sydney's was Carson.
No, this was Carson's.
Okay.
Heard you went to Carson's game the other night, and he gave you like a signed
something? Baseball. Yeah.
Signed baseball.
Man, shout out to Carson.
And he hit a home run.
Carson B. He hit a home run the first inning you were there.
He didn't hit a home run the game I was there.
Man.
So now I'm upset. But I was trying to help him with his truck. I'm like, he's going to get a bunch of money here pretty soon. He could just buy a new truck. It's no big deal. Let's not worry about this anymore. But
well,
anyway.
You know, you're not raised that way.
So, I was like, I can't do it. And Ken, credit to Ken, he's like, just listen to it on the radio. I was like, all
right. Matt Pinto's great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I said, hey, Alexa, play 98.1 The Sports Animal. And I got a little thing out there, a little extra, you know. And it turned on, and then we just listened to it on the radio, and it was fine. Because then it's basically the same thing, because I was going to be working on the car anyway and listening to it on the radio. So I heard it, cha-ching, a Thunder Money Ball.
Oh,
this is great.
Man,
this is great.
I love
He's
that.
So great.
So I'm like, I love Matt Pinto.
Okay, so the next two are kind of similar. There's the stages of grief.
Yeah.
So I'm moving out of anger now to vengeance.
Vengeance.
I gotta get someone back. And retribution, they're slightly different, but they're very similar. So you kind of go through them, and you don't even know which one is which. Don't look it up. These are right.
Okay.
So then I thought, well, forget them. You know, forget them. I'm giving up on this. I'm just going to listen to it on the radio. We're not going to listen to all the games on the radio. And then I thought, I pay for YouTube TV.
You do. It's expensive. That's a lot of money.
It is. It includes NBA TV.
Yeah.
That's part of that package. That's part of what I pay for.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law down in Houston, he pays for YouTube TV. Mm-hmm. Same exact package. He gets NBA TV as well.
Yeah.
He can watch the game. I can't watch the game. We're both paying for the same product that has the same stuff, but he can get it and I can't. So then I start thinking, you know what? I'm starting to smell a class action lawsuit. Do you know what a class action lawsuit is? I didn't know that until recently when I actually looked it up, because I kept hearing people talk about class action lawsuits. And I'm like, I need to look this up, because I don't have a law degree like Jason H.
Shout out.
Do you know what a class action lawsuit is?
Wait, I would rather you tell me.
Well, let me enlighten you if you don't know. It's okay if you don't.
It seems to me like a group of people have come together. Because
exactly.
They feel like they all have been wronged. In
That's
some
right.
way. And so there's going to be a group of people.
That's right.
Bringing forth a contentious issue that they would like to have get resolved.
I don't know that there's a better definition online of class action lawsuit than what you just gave. That's exactly what it is. It is when there are multiple victims.
Okay.
In this case, I am a victim. Okay. People that have Cox, that pay $500 a month, that have the Bally Sports channel, they aren't victims. You aren't a victim.
That's right. That's right.
I'm a victim.
That's right.
Okay.
You, Shane,
now,
a very.
But all the other people in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City area, that don't have Cox, that have YouTube TV, that don't pay the extortion money of $20 a month like Ken for Bally Sports, because that's what he pays. We are all victims. There's multiple, and there were a lot of people that were upset.
I'm sure. So you paid $13 for a VPN rather than $20 for a Bally Sports.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'd have paid $100 just to go around them. It's one of those cases where you're like, oh, no, this is about principle and not about the money. I'll pay whatever I got to do to fool them to say, forget you. I'm not giving the people the money that want the money because they want you to go in and pay for Bally Sports. That's what's going on.
It is not a great app or great product.
It is terrible. I actually had it for a few days and then I canceled it.
When I was out playing a little bit of golf,
okay.
I had to restart the app 4 or 5 times.
And I was getting
pretty frustrated and thinking, boy, what an awful product this is. I'm glad that I paid this money for Cox so I can go and watch it.
Yes. Good for you.
So you pay $13 for a VPN, doesn't
$13.50.
work. Then you listen to Matt Pinto on the radio, and now you're in the vengeance is mine, say
vengeance
the Lord.
And retribution. That's right. Yeah. So now I'm dead serious about this. I think I have a class action lawsuit. Right? I'm paying for a product.
Well, Shane, you're a victim.
I am a victim. I have been wronged. I am paying for a product, and other people that are paying for the exact same product, the exact same amount of money, they are able to watch it based on their location where I am not. I don't think that that's right. I don't think you can get away with it. Now, the NBA said, once again, so this is the NBA that blacked it out. That they said due to NBA rules, that blacked out in Oklahoma City, blah, blah, blah. Now Ken confirmed, he said, listen, the rest of the games from this point on are all going to be on national television.
Yes, it's the last NBA TV exclusive game.
That's right, because now we're on to, there's less teams. Half as many, if I did my math right.
Yeah, amazingly.
And so now what they'll do is they'll separate the games time-wise so they can always have just one game on at a time so they can put them all on TNT or whatever the case
is. Yes, the first round always has an occasional NBA TV game.
Like this one, because they had the Celtics game, I think, was on, and then the Lakers game was on after that. And the Thunder game was kind of thrown in the middle, and it was the worthless game. So, therefore, they didn't televise it, and they're like, you got to pay $20 to go watch this game.
So, I'm so excited. What lawyer did you contact?
I haven't contacted any lawyers yet. Yeah. Now.
Yet.
Now, if there are any lawyers out there that are listening to this that want to take this up, pro bono, I ain't paying anybody anything. But that's what lawyers
do. I think you should pay up to $7 to because the 13 plus 7 would get you 20 towards the what it could have.
You're discounting the emotional. Remember the stages of grief I'm going through? There's a lot of emotional damage that was created.
That's actually true.
And so, but it's not about that. We're gonna have to pay punitive, another big word. That's in the law word. Do you know what that means?
Punitive damages.
Yeah. Do you know what that means?
That did it hurt you?
Punitive is above and beyond actual damages.
Oh, wow.
So let's say that I hit your car, right, with my car. We get in a car accident. It's completely my fault.
Okay.
Your car cost, I don't know, let's just say it cost $7,500 to fix. I'm just grabbing that out of the air.
You know, let's go ahead and make it an even $11,000 with the second appraisal.
Why not? $11,000, perfect.
Yeah.
So that's the actual damages in this case. Now let's assume that you weren't hurt and there's no medical or anything else.
Good, I'm fine.
Okay, so a judge could say, all right, Shane, you owe Jason $11,000 for actual damages, but because of your negligence, and we need to teach you a lesson, I'm going to enforce punitive damages of $2 million above the actual damages, and that is punitive. It's just for punishment. So that's what punitive damages are. They are above and beyond the actual damages. Don't look that up.
It's exactly right. It says intended as punishment.
Yeah, it's punishment. They do it because
the harm done to me,
like a multi-million or billion-dollar corporation, that they get actual damages of like $1.5 million. Like, I'll just keep doing that all day long. I don't care. But if I get hit with punitive of like $500 million, okay, that's gonna hurt.
Okay.
And that's gonna cause me to change my behavior. So it's not about my actual damages, even though I got emotional. It's about the punitive, and that's where we're going to make our money. And any good lawyer knows, hey, I don't have money. Clients don't have money, but you can go after the people that have money, and that's the NBA. Remember I talked about how much money they make per year?
$12 billion.
$10 billion. per year. So they got plenty of money. So we're going to go after
with,
the NBA.
With how good Anthony Edwards is, I think they probably make an extra $2 billion.
He's really good.
Let's call it 12.
He's really good.
He's 22 years old.
He's so great. So I'm looking for an attorney that's willing to take this up, and we're going to do a class action lawsuit.
Jeremy M.
Shout out.
Man, that means it's worth looking into.
Jeremy, if you listen to this, bro, I'm serious. I'll do it. Like, I ain't putting any money forth, but I got time. That's one thing I do have. I got time, so you need me to go sit and do depositions and all kinds of other stuff? I'll do it. I will honestly do it.
Shane, you're going to make so much money off of this.
I really think it's wrong. I don't understand. The only reason that the NBA is doing this, for specifically the Oklahoma City area, mm-hmm. is so people are forced to go. I'm sure they have some kind of agreement with mm-hmm. Bally Sports.
Probably all local markets.
Yeah, absolutely. And then they'd say, well, we can't because of our agreement with Bally Sports. And I'm like, well, you can't have a television station that you call the NBA TV, which that is what it is. It's the NBA TV. So the NBA controls that TV station. You cannot have it and televise games in other areas and black it out because of some other agreement. Because guess what? I'm paying for your product. And I pay the same amount no matter what. And if you have a game on your schedule, for that matter, okay, listen. If you're going to do that, then you at least need to play something else in place of that game and not just black it out and say you don't get anything for this time. That is, I guarantee you I could win in a court of law on that because I'm paying for a service and they're not delivering and they're giving me nothing for that amount of time and you can't get away with that. So, boom. Class action lawsuit. All right. So then I moved on to acceptance.
Have you really?
Yeah, I moved on to acceptance because I'm like, it's not that big of a deal, you know. I'm like, I'm fine.
It's going to hurt your lawsuit.
Okay.
It's going to hurt your lawsuit.
It might. I'm still up. I could still recapture.
Okay, good.
And rekindle.
Good.
But then the final one, the circumvention of when you come around and you figure it all out. I think that's the last stage.
Okay.
It's the circumvention.
Uh-huh.
And I listened to the rest on the radio, and Matt Pinto was great. And we won the game.
Yeah.
You know, so it worked out. It was fine. But anyway, that's why I'm upset. I went through all that in a very short amount of time. And I mean, it shorter than it took to tell this. I went through that entire process.
Were you aware?
But next time I'm going to come to your house knowing you have Cox that has the Bally Sports Channel. I'm just going to come to your house. Even if you're not there, I'll go on the back patio.
Yeah, we know how to.
Your gate's unlocked.
Got a few things I need you to do around the house anyway.
Perfect. Perfect.
In fact, on the back patio, I want some screen door work.
Perfect.
Turn the TV on.
Perfect.
And we can work on the screen doors.
That's great. But even if you're not there, I'm going to come over anyway. Just heads up.
No, I've learned that if you're going to come help a friend, you're not helping them to just do the work.
No, I know that.
You're there for the friendship.
I know that. But in this case, you're letting me watch the game.
Yeah. You got my gate code. Or you can just follow in somebody. Or
oh, yeah,
perhaps
absolutely.
Just go in the wrong way.
Well, I could. The
all
way yours
of,
is
all
set
of
up,
which I know what you've done.
Yours is set up really well because you've got just on the opposite side of you, you have another entrance,
mm-hmm.
right? So I could pull to the side
mm-hmm.
easily. Now, you got to catch the light just right, too. Yeah. And I could always run the light if I needed to boom, get in there. The other day, I was going into Ken's neighborhood.
Shout out.
And it's gated.
Yeah, of course.
And this guy pulls up. And I knew this is a joker. He's not. So he pulls like to the side and he puts his flashers on.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, I don't care. So I pull around him to the little gate, go boop, 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 because I have the access code. Boop, boop, boop. Access granted. It's got an English accent on the little machine. Yeah, it's fancy.
Kinda nice.
And it opens and I go in and then I see him follow me in. I don't care at all. And then he's creeping around real slow like he's casing a joint. Once again, I don't care. I think it was someone that was doing a delivery or something that was lost or was confused or whatever the case
probably
is.
Probably someone making an Amazon order, not putting their gate code into the specific instructions on Amazon, my guess.
It could be. It could be. Let's all get better about that. All right, moving on.
Do better.
Moving on. I want to do a public apology right now.
Wow.
To all five of our listeners.
Okay.
I'm going to name them each individually. Because our audio on the last episode was atrocious, and it's because you get what you pay for.
Is
and
this
I
one plugged in today?
It should be working now. It should be working. I'm pretty sure I fixed the problem. I I had it plugged in, but I forgot to change the settings around, and I didn't realize it until after we done. And I'm terrible. I'm the talent, not the sound engineer.
You can't do it all, Shane.
I can't.
I hope it made Ken H.
Shut up.
Feel good about himself.
It probably did. It probably did. He commented about it and how terrible it was. And I'm like, I know, man. I'm so hopefully one.
You know, Berkeley S.
Shut up.
She noticed. She noticed that there was an inferior sound quality.
I'm glad that she did. And I just want everyone to know we're going to do better. That's my promise.
So I have a rule now with BK. She, when she gets in the car, it's just me and her.
Okay.
We listen to the pod.
Nice.
And when I re-listen to the pod, I only do it with her now.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, I got to be nicer to you knowing that she's listening. I got to be nicer to you.
She is a great fan of the show.
Really good.
You said good. Something. Man, I got to go back and listen to it. You said something the other day. You had a rolling. She was laughing so hard.
Yes.
I was laughing at how hard she was laughing at
that. That makes my day. I'm not kidding you. That makes my day.
She's the best. You know what? I don't know if like Ed McMahon had a daughter.
Yeah.
That also was, you know, like maybe on some late night talk shows.
I don't think so.
Man,
I don't know.
She and I we are two peas in a pod, man.
Nice.
But she was laughing so hard, and it was I was belly laughing at her how much she's laughing at you. I don't remember what joke you was.
Nice.
What joke you said, but it was great.
I saw her at church briefly. She didn't say anything. So she needs to talk to me when she sees me.
Well, maybe she's starstruck.
That could be. Don't be. Berkeley, don't be. I put my pants on one leg at a time. It's just when I do, I make gold records. That's the only difference, you know?
I'm going to show. Hey, what I'm going to do before she watches this.
Okay.
She's going to be rolling in the car laughing.
Okay, okay.
I'm going to show her that SNL skit.
You should.
And
it's
then,
fantastic.
And then she'll hear you talk about your gold records, and then she'll even think it's funnier.
Okay, perfect. All right, moving on.
Okay, great.
So, when I went through all that, I was like, what am I going to watch on TV right now? I was still waiting for Jeff to come over. And I was waiting for Chris to call me back. And then, it's like 7:45. And I'm flipping through the channels. And I go to one of the ESPNs. I don't even know which ESPN. I think I only have the ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News. There's like 50 of them.
Seems like less these days, but yeah, sure.
And I've seen some crazy stuff on there, okay, at times. But I go through my guide and it says professional pillow fighting.
No.
And I'm like, I've got to turn this on. So I turn it on. It's not what you think, first of all. I just thought, it's
going to
be like two chicks in lingerie with feathers coming out of the pillow and them laughing and whatnot. Right? Like, is that what you would have thought?
Well, no, I was thinking you're talking about cornhole or darts.
I've seen cornhole and I don't mind that. I've seen darts too.
Darts is pretty fun.
Yeah. Well,
they
is cornhole.
Goes wild
so
with
is
darts.
Cornhole. Cornhole is pretty great too.
Professional pillow fighting.
Professional pillow fighting. So I turn it on. Bait and switch. First of all, okay, it's not chicks. It's two ugly looking guys. All right. I was like, oops.
Oh my goodness! I'm looking at some pictures.
They have pillows. Now they are like fighting pillows. So they're 2 pounds each, and they literally have like handles on them. Okay.
I'm going to watch a quick video.
Go ahead. I'll turn my show on. Listen.
This is going
to
be
But here's what I want you to do in the meantime, too, okay?
Because
I know you're not going to pay attention to me all. I'll talk for a second knowing you're not paying attention to me all.
Whoa.
I want you to think about the craziest thing you've ever seen on television.
Whoa.
Okay, so that's the two things. You watch that, and you think about what you're going to say.
This is great.
So I'm watching it, and I'm like in disbelief, right? Like, are we serious? And sure enough, they're hitting each other, and these are big dudes, and I'm like, how is this? Now, first of all, it was during the NBA finals, so that's another thing the ESPN does. They're like, we're only going to show this when we know that all sports fans are going to be watching the NBA finals. Okay, so we're not worried about true sports fans. We're doing this just whatever, just a I don't know, a gimmick or whatever.
I guess it's smart because if you're going to be watching the playoffs, you're not going to be. You're not going to be turned to TNT. Yeah.
What I used to see a lot during, like, when it's the NBA finals or finals or the Super Bowl or the World Series is, like, figure skating. Like, they put on sports that they know that the real sports fans – boy, that sounds harsh, but I like figure skating too, okay? are going to be watching whatever it is, and then, like, we're going to have a five viewers that aren't. It's like the Puppy Bowl, basically, right? So
that Puppy Bowl's
a good they'll put on the ice skating or the professional pillow fighting, and it looked like there were, like, I don't know, 20 people there in the audience. They had, like, two rows in there. And I think here's what they do. Have you ever been to either Universal Studios in California or Hollywood?
Yes, I have.
Okay. We were one of them, and we went to a ride or some show or something, and they ushered us out into this, like, little arena. It wasn't huge, but it was, and there was I can't remember. It was some kind of fight or something that was going on, and they're like, "Oh, hey, everybody, sit down here." And I'm like, okay. Well, what I kind of slowly but surely realized is we were just props, right? Like, you're kind of a captive audience, and you're like, so I think that's what's going on. These pillow fighting championships are literally probably right outside in Universal Studios or wherever, and they've got a captive audience, and they're like, oh, just come out here and now sit down. Now, good. Now cheer or do whatever, and just sit here for a little bit, and we'll see how long we can keep you captive here and make you watch this, whatever it is. I think that's probably what's going on. And sure enough, there's a few people there watching it, but they're not, like, really all that much getting into it. And let's be clear. You're not going to knock someone out with a 2-pound pillow. Okay.
Well, actually, I'm actually watching right now. I'm not sure what you're saying. It's the top 10 hits of 2021.
Yeah, I'll watch that, actually.
Of the PFC.
Okay.
The pillow fighting.
Do you see any of them go down in a heap?
Not yet. I've seen people kind of knocked back.
They won't. What the big hit is the 360, the roundhouse.
It looks like it.
Yeah. Have you ever been in, like, a serious pillow fight with a friend? Did you ever?
Man, I don't think they're probably listening to the show, but my two best friends growing up.
Okay.
Chris J.
Shout out.
And Michael G.
Shout out.
I would say, yes, we would do lots of sleepovers back in the
day. Okay.
And we would, I mean, pillow fighting was something that, you know.
Of course.
Yeah, you would do when you.
Did you have any, like, epic that really stuck in your mind or anything that was abnormal about or unusual about any of them?
No, not off the top of my head.
I do. Thank you for asking.
What about you, Shane?
Thank you. So, my parents, once again, we were rich, right?
Right.
So my parents
lots
had a
pillows.
King-size bed.
Oh, wow. Was it a water bed?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
It was. My bed was a water bed. Mine was a queen-size water bed. Their bed was a king-size regular bed.
You were a single person, a child that had a queen-size water bed.
Didn't everyone? Like, this is just how you live. I don't know. Anywho, so my parents had a king-size bed, and along with a king-size bed comes king-size pillows. That's right.
Yeah.
You ever seen a king-size pillow?
Yeah.
They're about 8 feet long.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what you do with those bad boys is you take them, and you can fold them in half and stuff them way down there. Okay? Follow me?
Yeah.
So inside the pillowcase, you fold it in half, so it's all inside the pillowcase. Well, and then you've got, like, a long handle on that bad boy with a lot of mass at the end of it.
Yeah.
That's a serious pillow fighting machine.
Well, I bet that this was not just, like, foam. I mean, your parents,
king-size
rich folks.
Probably was down.
Down pillows.
It was probably down. I'm not kidding. It probably was.
Real goose feathers.
One day.
Selectively plucked.
I'm probably 12, 13, and I was with my friend Alan C.
Shout out.
He is no longer with us.
Oh, my.
I know. We were really tight once upon a time, but he was about 3 years older than me, so I was probably 13. He was probably 16, okay? And we were pillow fighting with those pillows, and that's what we had done. And we're pillow fighting, and we're just kind of... Alan pulls one of those 360 hits that I was not expecting. Lands it square in my face. And I saw stars, man. It was like, what just happened? So when you watch those pillow fighting highlights, when they do it's all setting up the 360 because that's the big hit. Mm-hmm. And when I didn't know it existed and I didn't know it was coming and it hit me, it was devastating. And I'm like, time out. I remember to this day thinking, that hurt. And that, I don't want to do this anymore.
That's awesome.
So credit to Alan. Post-mortem shout out to Alan.
That is awesome, man.
He might have been the inventor of the 360. So don't, if you do it with king-size pillows and you double them up, Watch out for that 360, okay, because that's the big hit. Well, the people that do this, and there's women that do it too.
Yeah.
It's men and women. Mm-hmm. And they got all, they're dressed up in the
they
whole nine.
They look like MMA fighters.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And some of them are in boxing rings, and some of them are in a cage.
Wow.
Like an octagon.
Oh, wow, okay. Okay, this is dumb. We need to stop. This is dumb. I think it's silly, and I'm like, hey, each to their own, but whatever. So I really was like, is this for real? And I had to Google it and do a bunch of other things. That's for we as a society, because anything, it's fine. People do stupid stuff, and that's fine. It's one thing if, you know, somebody's doing something dumb in their backyard and they got five of their drunk friends over and doing it. I don't really care, and it doesn't surprise me that much. When we televise something, that's when we're taking it to the next level. And I was very surprised to see that. I don't know if you ever saw the movie Dodgeball.
I think I did.
Okay. It reminded me so much of Dodgeball, because in Dodgeball, it's Dodgeball was so ahead of its time because it knew where this was coming. And this way before you had like 15 different ESPN channels, and they televised the Dodgeball matches on ESPN 8, The Ocho.
I think Ben Stiller was in this movie.
Yeah, he was. Very good. Very good. Great. Great. He did a great job.
He was the evil guy. Ken will be proud of me
The
right
bad
now.
Guy. He really would be. So in it was making fun of like Dodgeball on TV, but it was saying we're putting it on the Ocho, which is like the eighth, you know, ESPN channel with all the weird sports that no one watches, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is on the Ocho. This is where they were going with that, you know? So
absolutely.
So I was like, wow, they really saw the future, and the future wasn't dodgeball, it was pillow fighting on an ESPN channel, which was insane. What is the craziest thing? Have you had time to think about it?
Oh, man.
The craziest, or just something that you saw on television, you're like, I can't believe that we as a society have chosen to televise this is just blowing my mind. And it could be anything. It doesn't have to be a sport. It can be anything. Is there anything that you ever, like, were flipping the channels around and thought, are we for real? I mean, you know, you could say even, like, the Puppy Bowl. I'll tell you, the Puppy Bowl is something else I thought, well, the animal channel or whatever that started that way back when, I just thought, well, this is the dumbest thing ever. But I'm like, it costs them next to nothing, and they can still air something. But guess what?
People watch it.
People watch it, Jason, and it actually became quite a popular. And then I think their viewership grew, and then they turned it, and I'm like, wow, there's someone out there for everything. So that blew my mind that the Puppy Bowl was a hit, and then more people wanted to watch it. And so you never know. Each to their own is what I thought, and I'm like, I'm not going to blast them for the pillow fighting, but it's not for me. Anyway.
Well, I think it's the question you've asked is an interesting one, because I think it's going to be different for me than for say Berkeley.
It's okay. It's okay.
Because for me, I have a cable subscriber.
Okay.
And I can, you know, click channels.
Yes.
And I'll come on something and be like, well, what's this?
Yeah, sure.
And I thought of two.
Okay, let's hear it.
That I thought were ridiculous.
Yes.
But then I was like, no, if you end up watching it, this is awesome.
That's okay. Let's hear about it.
In the same way, though, like my kid, she'll have an algorithm tied to her phone, tied to social media,
yes,
tied to these apps.
Yes.
And if she doesn't like it, it won't show it that again.
Okay.
And so that kind of the algorithm will be different for younger kids than for me. But the two things that will be in my algorithm.
Okay. Let's hear it.
One was like watching these dogs like dog long jump. Like off into a pool.
I've seen it.
I was like,
I've seen it.
This is ridiculous. And I'm sitting there like, I am not changing the channel. I will watch dogs leap off of docks into the and for a long jump.
I have seen that live.
Oh my gosh!
At the Texas State Fair.
No way.
They've got like a dog show, and part of that is they got that long tank.
Yes.
And the dogs are running and jumping off, and I've seen it live. It's pretty cool. I love it because it's dogs doing amazing things.
Not changing the channel.
Yeah, okay.
And another one was I was just changing the channel one day and I was watching, and they were like slicing logs.
Yes,
like
I too have watched that.
And I was this is.
It's like the steel lumberjack championships or whatever. Yeah, something like
and
that.
I'm like, I mean, you think to yourself, what is this doing on TV? Until I'm like, I can't take my eyes off of this.
Any profession. They're going to have, like, championships, right? Even when I was a school bus driver, they literally have, like, school bus driving championships. No joke. I think they call it the rodeo, the school bus driving rodeo. And different bus drivers, oddly enough, I was never invited to participate.
Hey, how are you coming on the school bus driving episode?
I need to follow up the people.
We can dream.
But any profession, they're going to have competitions. And if somebody thinks it's entertaining enough, they're going to put it on TV. So I don't fault them that. No one does pillow fighting as a profession, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't think so. So that one just doesn't make a whole lot of sense for me. But two great examples. And stuff that you flipped on and you thought, this is ridiculous, just like the puppy bowl. This is ridiculous. And then an hour later, you're like, when are they going to bring the dachshund back out? You know, that's so cute. I really want to see it. Did you see what it did? You know, so same thing with the lumberjack. You're like, whoa, just see how fast he chopped that log in half. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Or how fast he climbed that pole. That's great.
If it were like on
not a euphemism.
For me, I'm not a TikTok user, but I would look at Instagram and like the reels that I would see, the social media that I would see, I think that there'd be some ridiculous things like that. Usually for me, it's golf swings.
Yeah.
Like golf content. But for me, like if someone is, let's say, I think I've also seen on ESPN before, pole climbing.
Yeah.
Like how fast can you climb this pole?
That's part of the lumberjack competition.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man. Like I would
once
just be
again,
like, yeah,
not
like,
a euphemism.
Yeah. I'd just be like, yeah, I'm watching that.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna swipe away from that.
Let me differentiate. There's a big difference between putting something on national TV and something on TikTok or X or whatever, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Because you can find and your phone will put all kinds of crazy stuff because one person has probably created anything you want to look for. Yeah. So I'm disqualifying that. I'm talking about national television.
ESPN broadcast.
That's right. Absolutely. Or any channel for that matter.
What's something that you've seen that you've been like, what?
That pillow fighting is right up there at the top.
I too
have watched the axe throwing championships.
Oh, I would watch that. Have you been to one of those axe throwing places?
Yeah, I have. Actually.
Were you any good?
I didn't do it. I just saw people do it.
It's probably expensive.
I don't remember, but I was like, I don't want to.
They are very expensive.
Really? Like $5 a throw or something stupid?
Well, it's like, you know, let's say $50 an hour or something.
Whoa.
We're just going to guess.
Listen, I'll set you up a log in my backyard for 10 and I'll buy a $5 axe, and there you go. We're good to go.
Let's do it.
Done.
So I did it. Well, I did one in Milwaukee one time.
Oh, okay.
With a group of friends.
Okay.
And there was one guy.
Okay.
He's in three Hall of Fames.
Whoa.
Three Hall of Fames for his baseball career.
Okay.
And it's just a great guy named Ted L.
Shout out.
And Ted L blew away the competition.
Okay.
Like, we were all pretty good. We're all, you know, generally fine athletically with, you know, playing ping pong or throwing the ball or playing golf.
Yeah.
But this guy.
Yeah.
This Hall of Fame baseball player at high school and college in the NAI, Ted L.
Yeah.
Like, it was incredible.
Yeah.
It was like we were all would do fine, but then he would just whop. And it just like every time it would be like 10 points.
Athleticism comes through in anything you do.
It was
amazing.
So,
yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah. It's pretty great. So I think I've come to the conclusion of just about any competition can be entertaining, right? Because every time I see the axe throwing championship and I click on it, I'm like, I like that.
You know what I'm thinking right now? Some of our favorite Sunday school classmates?
Hit me. No.
The Excel championships. There is a Excel national championship where people watch other people doing Excel. And I know there's people right now who, maybe they're not listening to the podcast anymore, but I think that we're almost an hour in here.
I know.
That they would get to this point. And I think there's at least two people that I know that might listen who are excited right now because they would think, I would watch the Excel national championships. Let me ask you a question as we kind of wind down.
I'm really good at Excel, too. I'll be honest. I'm good and I love Excel. No way in the world would I watch that, though. I'm just not into it. But there are people that would. I understand that. Yeah.
So if there was a national championship of daily activities,
okay,
what's something you think you could compete in that would be televised?
I might watch a mechanic show of like how fast can you change out this alternator.
Absolutely.
Because yesterday, I went and my main man, Manny.
Shout out.
His car broke down. long story there, doesn't matter, but it's a car I've looked after over the years. And he said, I got a problem. So I went out.
Is it a Saturn?
No. He used to drive the Saturn.
Okay.
I sold that. It was terrible. I think I sold it for $600. So it wasn't running. I went out. Actually fixed it. I was pretty happy.
Great.
But I'm talking to him about engines and different things. I'm like, in like top fuel drag racing, okay, like the main the 4 second quarter mile guys,
the super fast ones that kind of like look like a rocket.
Yeah, the big boys ones.
Sure.
They actually, believe it or not, in between runs, they completely tear those engines down and they rebuild them in between runs in like a less than 2 hour period. It's no joke. Google that or whatever. They have gotten
top what?
Top fuel drag racing
top fuel engine sure.
engine breakdown and rebuild between runs or something like that. If you Google,
actually, I got distracted. I'm watching Top Gun Maverick right now. Sorry, I apologize.
That's fair. That's fine. That's fine. Absolutely. Let's just air that for the rest of the time. They break the engine down and they rebuild it.
How long does it take?
I don't know. In between runs. I don't know. Like less than 2 hours
would,
or whatever
it
is.
You would watch that.
What I'm saying is I don't know that I would watch it because I don't know exactly what's involved in those big engines with all that horsepower or whatever. But a regular engine of some just guy taking a Ford truck and replacing the alternator in 10 minutes or something, especially if there were two of them side by side, and you could watch them.
Yeah.
I would probably watch that. Man. Like, holy cow, he did that in 10 minutes. It took me 3 hours. That's fantastic. You know, that type of thing. Anything where normal people do it and they know how difficult. Golf is another good example of just, if you've ever golfed, you know how difficult golf is. So when you watch a professional golfer golf and make a 350-yard drive look so effortless and easy right down the pipe, you're like, I didn't even know that was possible. But I've tried it myself, and it's unbelievably difficult. So I really appreciate when somebody can do this. And so when I watch it, I can appreciate it that much more.
See, I don't know if this has been on the pod before or just in our normal day-to-day conversation, but this goes back to the Olympics.
Yes.
Need to have
the regular person.
The Joe.
Yeah.
Jim or Joe just, running the 100-yard dash. Next to these elite athletes.
100%. 100%.
The 10th lane should always be Jim, Joe, Shane, Ken. On all of them.
The javelin throw.
Swimming. Swimming especially.
Oh, of course the swimming.
I want to see some
guy
from
the... We need a lifeguard on duty just in case he starts, drowning.
I need to see someone like Tim from the Y just in there doing that just to be able to watch.
I think that's such a great idea.
Not someone who's never done it.
No. Just a normal person.
Even a good person.
Yeah.
Because
absolutely.
There's some people who've said about golf, I'm so glad you thought golf was a meaningful sport. Because there's some people who say, like, one great thing about golf is because anybody can do this.
Yes. Yeah.
And I want to be like, well, go watch someone do it and be like, no, you can't. Like,
well, no. Anyone can do it. But you cannot do it. To the degree that the elite players do it, the odds are you'll never get to that level in your life, even if you practice to 10,000 hours or whatever the magic number is. You're probably never going to get there. Now, you might be a decent to good golfer, but it's so extremely difficult. And so are all the other sports too.
I think that's why even cooking shows.
Yeah.
When you're like, how did they do that so fast?
Okay, it's because you've got a lot of people that cook or bake. They're two separate things. Who knew? Not me. But when you watch a competition show and you're seeing that, there's so many people that do it that think that's not that easy. And so they watch it because there's that. They can appreciate how good or fast or whatever the case is.
Have you seen the show Nailed It?
No.
It's a show that essentially gives these people challenges and it shows how poorly that they do on the show. And it's almost like the Olympic idea in cooking.
Yeah.
Rather than giving pros these challenges, they give like a regular, rather Jim, Joe, or Kathy these opportunities, and then they're just like, "Here, I did my best."
Yeah. But I stuff like the professional pillow fighting, I'm just like, I would rather have professional alternator, swap out than that. I think there's other things that we can do, and there's probably not enough mechanics, people that do that work that would appreciate it. But I think we've opened the door here to so many other activities that we can televise. But professional pillow fighting is not on the list. I'm sorry. I'm nixing it. We need to be done with it.
Great. You know?
So I'll watch the axe throwing more so than that. I'll watch the darts. I'll watch the cornhole all day long. But no.
While you're listening to Matt Pinto on the radio.
That's right. That's right.
It's great.
Yeah. So it all worked out in the end, and I'm gonna become rich after I succeed in my class action lawsuit. So if you're an attorney and you want to take this up, give me a holler. Or if you've also been wronged,
yes.
I could do one of those commercials.
Yes.
I'm gonna put out a commercial.
You should.
Like, have you been wronged?
During the Thunder game.
Were you just as mad as I was when you couldn't watch the Thunder game and you beat your children that night because of it?
No.
And you relapsed into your drinking problem, then you too can be part of our class action lawsuit. Call 1-800. I was wronged by the NBA, and we'll get you on the ticket or the lawsuit.
Yeah.
We'll join your name to it. I don't know.
Best wishes.
But yeah, I need to get some names, and we're gonna sign petitions and whatnot. Maybe do some picketing. I don't know. But we're gonna figure this out, and we're gonna get our vengeance. And a retribution for this heinous act.
That's great. Shane, you the victim.
That's right.
You will find a way.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
That's the lesson we've learned.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it is. I'm going to maybe throw some emails out to some attorneys and say, hey, class action lawsuit
well,
I did.
I'm sure think? They'll listen. Yeah.
I'm sure there's somebody out there that would take it up, right?
Surely.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's enough of that.
Looking forward to the
Thanks,
listening
everybody.
to the new outro.
Yes. Did you hear it on the last one?
Yeah.
It was pretty great, wasn't it?
Really great.
Once again, Mike Cotton.
Shout out.
Full name. Because I really want to plug him. It's pretty great. I don't know. I'm confused about the intro because, you know, there's that really good intro we have with the graphics.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Mike's intro. And I don't want to do both of them, you know. But I don't know if I just replace one or the other. But the outro is great. I'm keeping that in regardless.
Yeah.
So I'm going to mess around with it. We'll see.
Well,
but
maybe
anyway.
Some of your online viewers who watch this. Rather than just listen, can tell us what they like.
Online viewers, hit me up. Tell me whatever. Anyone that responds, whatever they want, they're gonna get. Okay.
Great. Any like closing question to a person who's listening to the pod for a group text this week?
Sure. What do you think about this episode? And do you think I have a case? Yes or no? That's all I need. Just Scott J.
Shut up.
Just hit me with a yes or no. And whichever answer he hits me with, I'm going to rephrase the question to make the answer to be whatever I want it to
that
be. You
sounds,
see how that?
That sounds like something you'd do.
Muy inteligente. No, for real. Yes or no of yes, I have a case. Your sister, Monica.
Shout out.
Listens to this. She's an attorney, right?
Yes.
Monica, please text both of us. Let me know if you take it up. I'd be grateful. But at the very least, let me know if you have somebody that you know, some shyster attorney that you know of that's willing to take this, because I'm going to need a shyster attorney, I assume.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, yeah.
And that's not all of them. That's not all, because I know Monica and Jason H. and Jeremy.
We've shouted them out already.
I know, but I'm saying they're good people and they're attorneys, which really confuses me.
Hmm. No, I don't. I mean,
it confuses me because it messes up my whole. And Matt, I mean, there's a lot
Shut
of
up.
Good ones. I don't know. I'm confused about that. But anyway, yes or no? Yes. Should I continue on or no? Drop it and move on with my life.
Can't wait. We'll see.
That's the question.
We can't wait to see what you say on text.
All right. We'll see. I'll let everybody know next time.
Thanks for having us.
Great. Thanks, Jason, for joining me.
Yeah.
And until next time.
Thanks for listening to In Shane in the Membrane.
In Shane in the Membrane.
With your host, Shane Thompson. Don't forget to subscribe, and we'll see you next time on In Shane in the Membrane.
In Shane in the Membrane.